call to order the Committee of the Whole of Simpsonville City Council for June the 22nd, 2021. City Clerk Vaughn, would you call the roll, please?
Councilmember Gooch?
Here.
Councilmember Kelly?
Here.
Councilmember Houlihan? Councilmember Brochet?
Here.
Councilmember Cummings? Councilmember Hutchings?
Here.
Mayor Schumake?
Present.
Thank you.
If you would, all rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have each received a copy of the minutes of the May 25th meeting of the Committee of the Whole. Are there any corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, the minutes stand approved as submitted. We have no members of the public who have signed up for comment this evening, so we'll move on to staff reports. For our monthly financial report, Christine Farino, Director of Finance. Director Farino?
Evening, Mayor and Council. A few highlights from the May financial report. General fund revenues were $896,000, bringing year-to-date revenues to $17.9 million, which is 84% of the budget. Expenses were $1.3 million for total expenses of $16.6 million, which is 82% of the budget. Sewer fund revenues were $292,000. Year-to-date was $2.3 million, which is 120% of the budget. May expenses were $38,000 for a year-to-date expenses of $589,000, which is 55% of the budget. Hospitality and accommodations. May revenues were $248,000. Year-to-date, $2.1 million, which is 90% of the budget. Expenses for May were $101,000. Year-to-date, $1.4 million, which is 65% of the budget. And the Public Works Enterprise Fund. Revenues were $7,000. Year-to-date were $1.4 million, bringing that budget to 101% of the budget. May expenses were $1 million. And total expenses year-to-date were $1.2. Expenses were high in the Public Works Enterprise Fund because we had to buy equipment for the sanitation. If you have any questions, buddy?
Questions for Director Farino? Thank you. Next is our Community Relations Specialist Report. Specialist Justin Campbell. Mr. Campbell?
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Regarding our e-newsletter, it was a little late, but I did get our spring 2021 edition of the e-newsletter published, and I'm working on the summer edition now, and I hope to have the fall edition out by the first week of September. Would like to congratulate both the girls' track team and the boys' baseball team at Hillcrest High School. They both won their respective 5A state championships. And the city is working with Fountain Inn and Hillcrest High School Athletics Department to host probably two separate banquets for them in recognition of their achievement. Movies in the Park started off well. There's more than 200 people who attended. Public Works was there. It's important to have that interfacing between Public Works and the community as we enter into in-house sanitation in the fall. And the next screening is The Jungle Book on July 13th. There will be a Westwood Public Safety meeting. This will feature Simpsonville PD and codes enforcement. That'll be in July. Our United Way campaign is right around the corner, meeting with the United Way rep tomorrow to see how we can exceed our record of 13,500. I'd really like to hit 14,000 or more. And I think we can do that by doing some fun incentives. So keep that on your radar. The first three concerts for our music series were a huge hit, especially the third one. The attendance was much higher than the first two. Due to unforeseen circumstances, Matt Cuban is no longer able to participate. We look forward to working with the food truck again in the future when they're able to. There was some issues outside their business that they had to attend to, but Chops Barbecue has filled their spot so that we don't lose out on any spots for the food trucks. Tomorrow night, Synergy Twins will be playing. If you've never heard them, they're a really fun group. I encourage you to come out. It's always good to just note achievements. To summarize, we have a free music series and food truck rodeo, free movie series, July 4th celebration with the multi-platinum country music star, ZZ Top, Counting Crows, Lady A, and Santana are coming to the amphitheater. You secured funding for downtown and public facilities projects. Warehouse at Bonds is doing great. Burdett Central is doing great. The Swamp Rabbit Trail is highly used. It's going to be added to. We have a new fire station. Construction on the Arts Center has finally started, and there's a lease agreement with the theater group and a balanced budget. So I think you should be proud of yourself, the work that you and Ms. Gracely and the department heads have done. It's just always good to remind ourselves of why we're here and that we have the city of Simpsonville and residents and visitors, their best interests at heart. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Any questions for Mr. Campbell? This comment that I agree, it's always good to celebrate successes. Thank you, Mr. Campbell.
Thank you, Mayor.
Next is economic development from our Planning and Economic Development Director, Jason Knudsen. Director Knudsen.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. We've seen a nice increase in permits and permit fees from last month, largely thanks to a few more permits being pulled for some of the multifamily developments. As far as plans, site plan reviews go, we have had three approvals come through since the last time we met. And that'd be the Hawthorne at the Mill, which has been a development that's taken a few years back and forth to get to an improved state. Gas station and the settlement space 3, which is their amenities. Those have been approved and will be under construction shortly. As far as the boards and commissions, Planning Commission, they had 4 items this month. One of them was an alternate fenestration approval for Family Dental on Harrison Bridge Road. It has to do with being able to, from the exterior, block review of the patients actually sitting in the chairs on the side of windows. So that did get approved by a 4-0 vote. The settlement did get master site plan approval for that phase 3 with a 5-0 vote. And then there's 2 items, which are the text amendments we're working on, having to do with mainly the automotive part of our zoning ordinance. That's been moved to their next meeting, as well as a rezoning. Northeast Main Street was moved to their next meeting as well. And good news, the Board of Zoning Appeals, we have received a 4-0 vote that we can use gravel in the parking lot that we've gone under the lease agreement with over by the warehouse. So that's great. Even though we are the city, we still have to get our approvals as well from the right boards and committees. But if you have any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Any questions or comments for Director Knudsen? Thank you, Mr. Knudsen.
Thank you.
Our final staff report is from our City Administrator, Diana Gracely.
Thank you, Mayor and members of Council. You have a copy of my report, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you have. I do want to hit a couple of highlights. As you know, last month you approved at your business meeting recommendations that were made by the selection committees for contracts for the downtown revitalization project, city park improvements, and the trail extension. And previously you had approved a contract with DP3, or the select committee recommendation rather, with DP3 for the municipal complex. All of those contracts either are being negotiated or have been negotiated, and work has begun on all of those projects. With the exception of the contract with Studio Main for the trail extension, that meeting is scheduled for June the 30th to negotiate that contract. But the meetings that we have had so far have gone extraordinarily well, and I think that the selection committee's recommendations and council's approvals were the right moves for the city. I think putting those teams in place, they're going to work exceptionally well on those projects. I think we made the right choices, and we need to put some really good people in the right places to design tremendous projects for us. I do want to spend a little bit of time talking about where we are on sanitation. Ms. Ferrino mentioned that we did expend quite a bit of money on the purchase of equipment for preparations for taking over sanitation. Beginning in September, we purchased 4 garbage trucks, as you know. We also, Mr. West and I, decided to go ahead and purchase new garbage containers for all of the pickups in the city. We decided it would just be the most prudent move to do that rather than have some people retain their old containers. It would just be too confusing to have different colored containers. So we bought black Schaefer containers that will have the city logo heat pressed into the side of them. We're also going to have the holiday schedule heat pressed onto the lid of the containers. And then when those containers are delivered to all of the pickups, we will be hand delivering all of the information that we want to distribute that we had previously thought we would put out in a mailer. We're actually going to deliver those physically with the containers so that we can ensure that every resident gets a copy of that material. And that distribution is going to start probably about 2 weeks before we take over the sanitation service in-house. So I think that should alleviate any concerns that you all have about getting the information out to everyone, because we will be able to ensure that that information is distributed along with the containers. And we should be able to avoid a lot of confusion, because the containers, everyone will have a new one. Then we avoid a situation where, you know, a neighbor says, why didn't I get a new container? My neighbor got a new one and I didn't. So we have ordered, I think it ended up being about 8,700 containers, so that we can give everybody one and still have some additional ones that we store down at Public Works for new residents that come in after, and then also replacements if we have some that break along the way. So with that, I'll answer any questions you might have.
Any questions or comments for Administrator Grayson? Councilmember Roche.
Kudos to whoever came up with that idea of putting the holiday schedule on the lid. I just think that's brilliant.
Well, we talked about refrigerator magnets, and then it just made more sense rather than a sticker or a refrigerator magnet. Mr. West thought, you know, we have the same holidays that we're going to observe every year. And Public Works, rather than observe the same holidays that all staff does, will observe limited holidays. And so they'll work overtime. So they don't have 2 days at Christmas and 2 days at Thanksgiving. They'll just have the one holiday and then they'll work the next day, so that they never get too far behind on the pickup schedule. So they'll always have a 4-day work week at least. So the holidays will be the same holidays year after year after year. So we're just gonna heat press those on the lid because they're not gonna change.
Any other comments or questions? Councilmember Hutchings.
Mr. Grayson, some of my constituents are under the impression that Meridian is not being as conscientious in picking up lately as they possibly have been in the past, particularly with the recycling. And I received a notice today that some of the neighbors have contacted the city and the city has picked up the recycling with the understanding that it's going to the landfill if it's not properly sorted. So they had said that maybe we should suggest and encourage people to go ahead and start taking items to the drop-offs if they are really wanting to get recycling done in a proper way. So I would say that would probably be a good idea, would you not?
I would, and we have been doing that. We started with an information campaign early on after council made the decision to eliminate single-stream curbside recycling in September. We started the public information campaign about the other recycling options that the public has, and we encourage them to start doing that. They don't have to wait for the elimination of single stream curbside recycling. And we have had to go out and pick up recycling that was missed. We've done that numerous times because we've gotten a lot of calls for missed pickups. So, yeah, we will continue to encourage people to do that. And I think Mr. Campbell may have mentioned in his report, but Recyclops has been a sponsor of Movies in the Park. And so they are out there disseminating information about the service that they offer. So people may want to go ahead, if they're interested in that service, if they want to continue to get a curbside option, they can go ahead and sign up for that service as well.
I understand that you had a meeting with Meridian, kind of called them on the carpet. Have you seen any improvement since that meeting, or are we still getting the same number of calls?
Mr. West may have to answer that question, because I know a lot of those calls go to Public Works rather than City Hall. We didn't see an improvement initially, but maybe, I know he had a good meeting with a representative from Meridian. He was telling me earlier today, but I'll defer to him.
So this past week has been better than most, but we did have Shagbark Court recycling issue, and we sent out, I talked to Ginger Binkley, I think, and she was like, you know, I sorted it, and then you put it in the garbage truck. And I said, all we have is a garbage truck, so that we can put a recycle in the garbage truck. And then she asked if it was time to start kind of weaning herself off us doing it and then going to the collection sites. And I said, yeah, for sure, you know, it's time to start practicing that new habit, I guess. But as far as the complaints, they've been down this week after our meeting that we had with two of Meridian's COO and their operations guy. We had Bobby Williams stop by, who is kind of tied in with the owner of Meridian, and he has promised a seamless transition from them to us. And so we are going to work out a plan to, it's going to all kind of happen kind of rapidly in August. You know, they're going to have to get some cans out of the way. We're going to get some cans put out, and we may piggyback. They may piggyback with our company for our dispatch company putting cans out to pay them to remove their cans. So this week was better, but it's still, and we have 6 or 7, I think, complaints this week that I know about. And Holly's probably going to have to call a whole lot more that she's taking care of herself and she's handling the day. But normally we have them, we just send them right out to pick up. I think it's just faster, easier.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments for Administrator Brasley? Thank you. The balance of staff is here. They don't have reports, but are there any questions for our other departments from the council? All right, thank you very much for attending. First item of business, 7A, resolution number 2021-04, retail recruitment training program. Administrator Brasley, will you summarize, please?
Thank you, Mayor and members of council. I attended a manager's forum that the Municipal Association sponsors for all of the city administrators, normally on a quarterly basis. And Todd Glover, who is the director of the Municipal Association, introduced a new program that they have started. It is called, let me see what they're referring to. I can't remember the title of it. It's a retail recruitment training program. Essentially what they do is they open up the training to 15 participants at a time. They probably plan to do a couple of these training programs a year, where they have 6 sessions and you go down to their office for 5 of those sessions, and then the last one is done via Zoom. And then it culminates with the retail conference, if you will, that they hold with all of the retailers nationwide. And it basically, the company that works with the Municipal Association to provide this training will teach the participants how to do a market analysis, and they work with you on the market analysis, and they teach you how to talk to retailers, national retailers, get them interested in your community, and they teach you how to bring them into your community. And the total fee for this is $5,000 per initial participant, and then you can add a participant from your same jurisdiction for an additional $1,000. And then the travel expenses, of course, associated with that. I'll just read you a little excerpt so I think it better summarizes why this is an important program. The mix of retail options in a city or town has a profound impact on that community's vitality, ability to attract new residents and businesses, and ability to retain the people and enterprises already there. A dedicated effort to bring in retailers can be an invaluable part of an economic development strategy, but it can also be complicated. The process can involve market analyses, the creation of recruitment packets to explain the market's potential, and personal outreach efforts. To help cities and towns navigate this world, the Municipal Association of South Carolina is hosting a retail recruitment training course led by the Retail Coach, a national market research and development firm. The retail course will include 6 days of training taking place at the association's office in Columbia from August to November, all ahead of the attendees using the training at the International Council of Shopping Centers RecCon convention in December. I'll just give you an idea of why I think it's important for us to jump on this opportunity initially, and why we scheduled a called special meeting immediately following this, because we need a resolution of council adopted tonight. The application process opens on July 2nd, and I would like for us to be in the first class of this. I'd like to enroll Mr. Knudsen. He is our economic development director, and I think this would be a really useful skill for him to possess. It also would give us a new market analysis. We haven't had one since we did the downtown master plan. Obviously, that data needs to be updated. Also, as you know, we have Ruby Tuesdays that closed down, and that building is vacant among other buildings that are vacant. I think it would be really useful for him to have the ability to talk to national retailers and recruit those specific businesses that could occupy spaces such as that one. So I think there's a sense of urgency to get him in this first class so that he can get the skill set, we can get that market analysis updated, and then he could be among the first to complete this coursework. So that is why we're asking for council to review this resolution. It's required to get him in the class that you actually adopt the resolution. We'll complete the application process, and then he would begin the coursework in August.
Thank you, Administrator Gracely. A motion is in order. Councilmember Roche.
Mayor, I move that council approve resolution 2021-04 retail recruitment training program.
Second. A motion from Councilmember Roche with a second from Councilmember Hutchings to approve resolution number 2021-04 retail recruitment training program. Discussion? Councilmember Roche.
So for the extra $1,000, if we sign up, we can get two people in.
Correct.
So your opinion on whether or not that would be beneficial. I can see how it would in case something were to happen, or, you know, we need a backup person. It might be good, and it sounds like a bargain for an extra $1,000 to get another person in.
Right, yeah. And I would recommend that extra person be John Derby, who is our other staff planner.
I was thinking the same. Thank you.
Any other discussion? All right, on the motion to approve resolution 2021-04 retail recruitment training program, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed signify by saying no. It's unanimous. Item 7B, resolution number 2021-05, Bailey Bill preliminary certification of 326 South Main Street. Mr. Knudsen, would you summarize, please?
Thank you. Most of you may be familiar with this home here. It's on the corner of Richardson, South Main Street. It is the old mayor Richardson's home. The current owner kind of helped spur the update that we've just done to our ordinance, because they did start some work prior to be able to be prior to receiving preliminary certification. This has kind of been something that's been meaning to go to council for a while. COVID kind of threw a thing there, you know, some time went by, and so it's something to come back up. In that time, sent off their documentation, part one it's called, to the National Park Service, and received a conditional approval to be a historic property, and the conditions basically relate to the work they're proposing to be done. In the packets, you were also provided with a letter from Kyle Campbell with Preservation South, who is giving his professional opinion that the work that's being proposed, which is also included in that packet, will not impact the historic integrity of the home. And he is also, Kyle was also the one used for the Burdett building when we preliminarily certified that building as well. He is respected in his field, and his opinion does go a long way. I've looked over all the other documents that were given, including fair market value, the amount that's going to be spent on the renovations. All that seems to be in line with the requirements to receive that preliminary certification. So what staff is doing is asking this time that the resolution be approved, basically stating that it is a property of historic significance, so that they can then go on with the process, complete all the renovations, and it will result in a tax credit for them for that property. If you have any questions, I'm glad to answer them.
Thank you, Director Knudsen. The motion is in order. Councilmember Hutchings.
Mayor and Council, I make the motion to approve Resolution 2021-05, Baileyville Preliminary Certification of 126 South Main Street.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilmember Hutchings with a second from Councilmember Roche to approve Resolution Number 2021-05, Baileyville Preliminary Certification of 326 South Main Street. Discussion? Councilmember Hutchings.
This house, I believe, is this former Caroline Mahaffey residence?
It is.
Mm-hmm. I think this is a wonderful thing to do. That we have very few stately homes like that left in Simpsonville, and that is one of them. I've been watching the renovation as they go about doing that, and I think it's going to be a very nice addition to our downtown and Main Street.
Absolutely.
Any further discussion? I will just echo what Councilmember Hutchings said. I'm by there almost every day, and what they've done so far is absolutely lovely. And to see a, like you put it, a stately home like that, that's marvelous. And love to see the inside of it. What they've done on the outside of it certainly deserves our support. So thank you. Any further discussion? On the motion to approve Resolution Number 2021-05, Baileyville Preliminary Certification of 326 South Main Street, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed signify by saying no. It's unanimous.
Thank you.
Thank you. This time we're going to adjourn our Committee of the Whole meeting, and we will call to order a special call business meeting. Just as an explanation for the record, this is necessary because during Committee of the Whole, what we're really doing is moving items from the agenda to a council business meeting. And so we need to take action on a resolution that we approved, 7A, business item 7A, so that we can move forward with that thing, because that's going to need to take place before we can meet again for our regular business meeting. So at this time, I'm going to adjourn the Committee of the Whole. And I will call to order our special call business meeting. And while it is not on the agenda, I think for the record it would be prudent to call the roll again, if you would, Senator McFaul.
Councilmember Gooch. Councilmember Kelly.
Here.
Councilmember Houlihan. Councilmember Roche.
Here.
Councilmember Cummings. Councilmember Hutchings.
Here.
Mayor Schumacher.
Present. All right, so the first item of business is 2A, Resolution Number 2021-04, Retail Recruitment Training Program. Administrator Gracely, do you have anything to add or summarize?
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I would just ask that Council adopt the resolution before you to allow the City of Simpsonville to participate in the Retail Recruitment Program offered by the Municipal Association.
Thank you. A motion is in order. Councilmember Roche.
Mayor, I motion that Council adopts Resolution 2021-04, Retail Recruitment Training Program.
I have a motion from Councilmember Roche with a second by Councilmember Hutchings to approve Resolution 2021-04, Retail Recruitment Training Program. Discussion?
Yes.
Councilmember Gooch.
Thank you. Assuming we get selected for this
Would you have to come back to us to add a second person to this program, or would that be something you could do on the current resolution?
I would be able to do that on the current resolution because we've included that language in this resolution.
Any further discussion? Okay, on the motion to approve Resolution 2021-04 Retail Recruitment Training Program, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed signify by saying no. It is unanimous. Thank you very much. Without objection, we will adjourn for the evening.
I should have just.